Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And thank God it is Wednesday evening. Praise be to God. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory." We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise be to God. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come your glory, God.
having problems for many in my life, but I knew that he could make it right, so it's so brand new. Yeah, my favorite song, Jesus, I sing the praises of you. I know there'll be problems coming just to tear me, but with you I have the victory, victory.
God, let us pray. Dear Lord, make us women and men of constant prayer. Your holy word commands us to pray without ceasing, in all things great and small, at all times, whether happy or sad. Let us seek your wisdom and your strength in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I hope and pray that you are enjoying our Wednesday's Sweet Hour Prayer and inspirational music. To God be the glory. At this time, while we are waiting, you can also call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place. belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it, y'all.
Belongs to you.
Come on, y'all got it. Come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah. Then we simply say, you deserve it. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord, belongs
all
to you.
All of the glory belongs to you.
Come on, say it.
All of the glory belongs
to
you.
Everybody lift your hands right here and say, everybody, come on, make confidence.
My hallelujah
belongs
to
you. Oh, 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 oh.
My hallelujah belongs to
you. Oh, 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 oh. Oh.
Amen. Dear Lord, today I will ask you for the things I need. In every circumstance, in every season of life, I will come to you in prayer. You know the desires of my heart. Lord, grant them, I ask. Yet not my will, Father, but your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
That he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever need. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. Like you. Don't be so quick to retreat, 'cause he loves like you.
to know what he looks like. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do?
Amen. Praise be to God. One of my sisters in Christ sent me this prayer this morning, and I wanted to share this prayer with you. It says, it's Wednesday. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you at this time, not to ask for anything or voice any complaints. We just want to express our love for you and say thanks for everything. We never would have made it without you. We praise you and we bless your holy name for all you have done and continue to do in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Your Intercessor. And my scripture reading for this message is coming from Romans chapter 8, verse 26. And it says, the Spirit himself intercedes for us. Amen. Praise be to God. When you don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit does so for you. According to God's will, he intercedes for you in full agreement with the very purposes for which the Lord created you. According to Isaiah 11 and 2, he is the Spirit of the Lord, which means that everything he does will be consistent with God's plans and character. He is the Spirit of wisdom. He helps you to live out what is right in the Father's sight and conforms you to the image of Christ. He is the Spirit of understanding. He gives you supernatural discernment into your circumstances. He is the Spirit of counsel. He advises you, showing you what to do in every situation and bringing to remembrance everything Christ taught you. John 14 and 26. He is the Spirit of strength, which means he enables, empowers, and equips you to do God's will. He is the Spirit of knowledge. He provides the interventiveness and resourcefulness for the task he directs you to accomplish. Amen? And he is the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. He teaches you how to honor, respect, and obey the Father. So when you're praying, be confident that you have exactly what you need to interact with God. The Holy Spirit who communicates to you and for you. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, Thank you for teaching me how to pray and for interceding for me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our devotional message for this evening. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. I hope you enjoyed this selection. Praise God.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die. You thought I was the devil.
Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Lord, let my faith be in you and in you alone. Without you, I am weak. But when I trust you, I am protected. In every aspect of my life, Father, let me place my hope and my trust in your infinite wisdom and your boundless grace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. To God be the glory.
Let's all hold hands, cause
because
he's
worthy. Lord, I know you have a plan for my life. Let me discover it and live it. Today, I will seek your will, knowing that when I trust in you, dear Father, I am eternally blessed. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection, Withholding Nothing. Lord, thank you for the joyful, abundant life that is mine through Christ Jesus. Guide me according to your will and help me become a woman whose life is a worthy example to others. Give me courage, Lord, to claim the spiritual riches that you have promised. And show me your plan for my life today and forever. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God.
Might as well put your hands together. all you got, that's all you got.
Dear Lord, you are my teacher. Help me to learn from you. And then let me show others what it means to be a kind, generous, loving Christian. In your name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play a couple of selections, and then I'll come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. temptations and distractions. We have many opportunities to stray from your commandments. Help us to focus not on the things of this world, but on the message of your Son. Let us keep Christ in our hearts as we follow him this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. And this time I will play two selections, and after this selection I will come back with a word. Amen.
The heart of his spirit takes away.
to walk in the path of righteousness. Chosen to serve the King of Kings, the Son of God walked this earth, bringing grace to the undeserved, crucified in our place, forgiving sin, interceding the heart of the Spirit. Takes residence in me, purging iniquity to the image of glory. The heart of the Spirit lives eternally, leading me, guiding me, and restoring me. All his spiritual gifts manifest.
Another selection, and after this selection, I will come with a word. Amen. The blessing of Abraham. Praise be to God.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Go, y'all.
I am the gospel here to see.
Oh,
for that
somebody just one more time, choir. Tell them what is the problem. Start a business, a practice, yeah, write a book, score a film, somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is, say it's Jim.
Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalms. Amen. And when you get to Psalms, go to chapter 119. And when you get to Psalms chapter 119, go down to verse 17, and we're going to read verse 17 through 24. Amen. And I am reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, "Be good to your servant, that I may live and obey your word. Open my eyes to see the wonderful truth in your instructions. I am only a foreigner in the land. Don't hide your commands from me. I am always overwhelmed with a desire for your regulations. You rebuke the arrogant, those who wander from your commands or curse. Don't let them scorn and insult me, for I have obeyed your laws. Even princes sit and speak against me, but I will meditate on your decrees. Your laws please me. They give me wise advice. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Now, in this third stanza of the longest chapter in the Bible, we find more prayers that we can profitable pray along with the psalmist. Praise God. So let us pray. Thank you, Father, for the sunlight of this day. Thank you for the air that we breathe. Thank you for the food that nourishes our bodies. Thank you, Father, for the gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus. Thank you for the joy of fellowship in your family. Thank you, Father, for the privilege you grant to us of being earners and givers. Help us now, Father, as we come bringing our tithes and offerings to indicate our love for you and our desire to see others come to know Jesus Christ as Savior. Help us to give ourselves totally to you. In his name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, Father God, move self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. Amen. My text for this message is coming from Psalms 119, verse 18 in the NIV. And it says, open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Praise be to God. And my title for this message is A Prayer for Eyes That See. A Prayer for Eyes That See. Tonight my message is divided into three paragraphs. And the first paragraph in Psalms 119 and 17, the motive behind our prayer is important. Amen. Jesus had much to say about praying with the proper motive. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Okay, Matthew chapter 5. Here we go. That's Matthew chapter 6. I'm sorry. Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to read verses 5 through 8. And it says, this prayer, Jesus teaches about prayer. When you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners and in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered merely by repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask Him. Amen. So, praise God. So God already knows what we need before we even ask. James declared that an unworthy motive can deprive us of an affirmative answer from God when we pray. The psalmist prayed for the abundance God is able to provide. The Revised Standard Version translates his petition in Psalms 119 and 17, says, "Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and observe thy word." The New International Version translates it, "Be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word." This saint of long ago was requesting that God deal generously with him so that he might be able to live a life of obedience and helpfulness to others. He could have prayed for riches, or he could have prayed for acceptance and popularity. He could have prayed for that which would be pleasurable to his appetite. And he could have prayed for that which would have contributed to his comfort. The psalmist prayed with a proper motive. We should examine our motives and try to bring them into conformity with the character and will of our Father God. A prayer for spiritual sight. In verse 18, in Psalms 119, verse 18, and the NIV says, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law," prayed the psalmist. It seems as if sin and selfishness created a film over our eyes that makes it difficult for us to see anything and accept that which is tangible. Paul taught that Satan's strategy was to put a blindfold on the minds of unbelievers so that they could not see the truth of God as it revealed in Jesus Christ. So turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and let us read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Praise God. Second Corinthians chapter 4. That's Second Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. If the good news we preach is hidden behind a veil, it is hidden only from people who are perishing. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. Amen. Praise God. So the good news is revealed to everyone except to those who refuse to believe. Satan is the god of this world. His work is to deceive, and he has blinded those who don't believe in Christ. The allure of money, power, and pleasure blinds people to the light of Christ's good news. Those who rejected Christ and prefer their own pursuit have unknowingly made Satan their god. Thank you, Lord, for that clarification. Praise God, praise God. So, throughout Jesus' ministry, he was seeking not only to cure those who were physically blind, but to open the spiritual eyes of his disciples, that they might see God's truth. It is significant that following his resurrection in Luke 24 and 45 in the RSV, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Amen? Praise God. Every time we open up God's word, we need to pray for eyes that truly see the marvelous things that springs up out of God's truth. Amen. Now, turn with me to Isaiah. Proverbs, Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6. Praise be to God. Went back too far. Isaiah 6, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Okay. So that's Isaiah chapter 5, chapter 6, verse 1 says, it was in the year of King Uzziah that died that I saw the Lord. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Amen. We need eyes to see God as we study his word. The year that King Uzziah died was approximately 740 BC. He remained leprous until he died because he tried to take over the high priest duties in 2 Chronicles 26, 18 through 21. Although Uzziah was generally a good king with a long and prosperous reign, many of his people turned away from God. Amen. We need eyes that will enable us to see ourselves as we read God's word. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. Then I said, it's all over. I am doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among a people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies. So Isaiah was saying that seeing the Lord and listening to the praise of the angels, Isaiah realized that he was sinful before God, with no hope of measuring up to God's standard of holiness. When Isaiah's lips were touched with a live burning coal, however, he was told that his sins were forgiven. It wasn't the coal that cleansed him, but God in response. Isaiah submitted himself entirely to God's service, no matter how difficult his task would be. He said, here I am, send me. The painful cleansing process was necessary before Isaiah could fulfill the task to which God was calling him. Before we accept God's call to speak for him to those around us, we must be cleansed as Isaiah was, confessing our sins and submitting to God's control. Letting God purify us may be painful, but we must be purified so that we can truly represent God, who is pure and holy. Amen. Praise be to God. We need eyes that see the seed, the needs of others as we study God's word. Now turn with me to Matthew's chapter 9. Praise God. That's Matthew's chapter 9. Chapter 9, verses 36 through 38. So when he saw the crowd, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord, who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his field. Amen. Jesus was overwhelmed with compassion, pity for the people. His response echoes the deeper inner mercy of God, often described in the Old Testament. Ezekiel also compared Israel to sheep without a shepherd in Ezekiel 34, 5, and 6. Jesus came to be the shepherd, the one who could show people how to avoid life's pitfalls in John 10 and 14. Jesus looked at the crowds following him and referred to them as a field ripe for harvest. Many people are ready to give their lives to Christ if someone would show them how. Jesus commands us to pray that people will respond to this need for workers. Often, when we pray for something, God answers our prayers by using us. Be prepared for God to use you to show another person the way to him. Amen. Praise God. Now turn with me to John chapter 4, verse 35. That's John chapter 4, verse 35. Luke. John chapter 4. Amen. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. Sometimes Christians excuse themselves from witnessing by saying that their family or friends aren't ready to believe. Jesus, however, makes it clear that around us a continual harvest waits to be ripened. Don't let Jesus find you making excuses. Look around. You will find people ready to hear God's word. Amen. Praise God. Ready to hear God's word. So, in our praying, we should ask the Lord, take the veil from over my eyes and help me to see what you want me to see. Amen. Praise God. In Psalms 119 verse 24 says, a prayer of gratitude. In verses 21 through 24, which we read, the psalmist speaks of troubles and of enemies who were plotting to bring about his downfall. During this time of great trial of soul, he found strength, comfort, and help by listening to the great truth of God's word. He had discovered that studying God's word could be a listening experience. It is more important that we hear what God has to say than to give voice to our petition. Amen? Praise God. And praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, if God deals in strict justice with us, we all perish. We ought to spend our lives in his service. We shall find true life in keeping his word. Those that would see the wondrous things of God's law and gospel must beg himself to give them understanding. By the light of his spirit, believers feel themselves strangers on earth. They fear missing their way and losing comfort by erring from God's commandments. Every sanctified soul hungers after the word of God as food which there is no living without. There is something of pride at the bottom of every willful sin. God can silence lying lips. Reproach and contempt may humble and do us good. And then they shall be removed. Do we find the weight of the cross is above that we are able to bear? He that bore it for us will enable us to bear it. Upheld by him, we cannot sink. It is sad when those who should protect the innocent are their betrayers. The psalmist went on in duty, and he found comfort in the word of God. The comfort of the words of God are most pleasant to a gracious soul. When other comforts are made bitter, and those that would have God's testimonies to be their delight must be advised by them. May the Lord direct us in exercising repentance of sin and faith in Christ. Praise God. And as I bring this message to a close, and my conclusion is this: do you want God to deal bountifully with you? Then examine your motives as you pray. Do you understand all of the mysteries and problems that perplex you? If not, then pray that God will open your eyes as you study his word. As you read God's word, listen to the voice of his spirit. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of faith after me. Father God, I am a sinner. I pray you forgive me for my sins. I thank you for sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, be my Lord, Savior, and friend. I want to follow you all the days of my life. I pray that your Holy Spirit takes residence in me. All these blessings I ask in Jesus' name, I pray and believe that it is already done. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing that you have to do is to find yourself a good Bible-based church that teaches the Bible. Not hearsay, but the Bible. Amen. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, and it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sermon for this evening. Amen. Good night, everyone. God bless you. We love you. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. Shalom. And with good night.
thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Praise be to God.